Whiskey Romeo Yankee Mike 5-4 radio check.
Five five four, you sounded good. WRWX 221.
Appreciate it. Romeo Yankee Mike 554, can I get one more radio check, please?
Copy, radio check, got you loud and clear. WRUX 245.
Shana 245, could you tell me where you're located? Like, you don't have to tell me exactly.
Yeah, I'm coming in through the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm located in East Point.
Hey, copy. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm here in Mount Clemens, maybe a half a mile from the Mount Clemens repeater. I appreciate it. 554 out.
All right, no problem. Anytime. WRUX 245, standing by.
WSBQ 996, monitoring. WSBQ 996 monitoring.
WRY 503. Try that again, WRY R503. Listening.
Good morning, 503. I think you could do us all a favor and turn off the Roger beep. But anyhow, good morning. Welcome. Oh, the fan's open. WRUU 850.
Station 218. You out there? WREG 48. Station 218, WREG 48, copy.
WRUU850.
Good morning, Michigan. WIZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are monitoring.
WIZX-28, standing by.
WIZX-53, standing by.
Good morning, Michigan, WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Today, we're looking at a high of 88 degrees and plenty of sunshine. We remind you when you're traveling to be safe and enjoy your stay. Rest of the week, the weather looks wonderful as well. WRZT 544, it's 8 o'clock. You know where your children are.
Testing.
Working there, and you can go ahead and disconnect that Roger Beep. Roger.
WRFX-966, monitoring.
WRSB. WRFB 258 for radio check.
WSPT 924 monitoring.
Mr. AJ, WSEC 924. This is Chris from Monroe, Michigan. Yeah, that's a pretty good hop from where I'm at. I was actually expecting to connect to the Toledo repeater, but this morning I was listening there, I was picking up the Sandusky repeater. So that's, like I said, from where I'm at, I'm coming across the lake. Yes, I agree. That's like I said, that's a really good hop. I was expecting to get Toledo, but it's pretty broke up, but I can make out most of it in what you're saying. Go ahead, 258.
I just wanted to mention, I don't know where you guys are at, but you're hitting the Flint.
comeback on that? I heard you ask where we were at. We were hitting something, but I didn't catch the rest of it.
I was saying...
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are monitoring.
WSCF 754, air from West, monitoring.
Station 218, this is WIUG 48, copy. Station 218, this is WIUG 48, copy.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544, over.
Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Jack. Hopefully you're going to get out and enjoy this beautiful day, over.
Beautiful. Sunshine, everything else in here. A little bit, you know, on the cool side, but that's good. Anyhow, it's going to be about 88 degrees weather today.
Roger that. We have the same forecast, high of 88, plenty of sunshine. Currently setting up here at the yard sale, and we've got a nice westerly breeze, so promises to be a good day, Jack. Enjoy yourself. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive, sir. We'll talk again. WRZP 544, clear on your final, Jack.
You do the same, Bob. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48. Station 218, Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Do me a favor, go on 600, because I was at 6:45 this morning, and I talked to Dan on the 600 in Ohio. Can you go there on the 600?
What, right now you want me to, over?
Yeah.
Roger. WRZX 218. You're clearing this frequency.
Roger, 218, go ahead.
Yeah, I copy that. No, nothing, Jack. All the propagation's all gone right now. Yeah, when I got up, I heard it this morning. It was going pretty good. I couldn't even talk. I was keying up 725, I think, down in Ottawa Lake and maybe Flint, and then Detroit would rattle too, talking on that one, over.
I was out there today in Ohio. He said he was out in good.
You're all broken up and staticky. You must be in your mobile. You must be in your truck. I couldn't hear hardly any of that, over.
I was down to Jordan this morning, quarter to 7 o'clock in the morning, and he was on that 600, and I was on the 600 too. And I said, how are we sounding? He said, you're sounding good to hear.
Roger that. Yeah, it was thick this morning. I had 725 going, I think. I was rattling Flint and Ottawa Lake. Because I could hear it come back on 625 Detroit. So I don't know what was going on. But it was real clear, yeah, it was working. It's all gone now. I just tried everything. It's all gone. Back to normal, over.
Could be. Well, I'll try it again tomorrow morning and see what happens. Because I know that 600, it works from here. I know that, you know, because before we were talking to you and everybody else out there.
Roger that. Yeah, that atmospheric condition gave you the good boost you needed to talk clear, so yeah. Yeah, I could see while that was happening this morning. Over.
I think that sunshine got to do something with it too. It's very strong sun out there. Roger?
Yeah, it's going to be warm today, high 80s, humidity. Humidity's bad. I think I'm going to go out here and mow right now before it gets any worse, and it'll be done with, over.
I would do. That's what I'm going to do, go out there and mow that lawn and come back in. Because it's going to be, as they said, it's going to be 89 tonight, today.
Copy that. Yeah, the heat index too is going to get to 70. It's like middle 60s now, and it's going up. Yeah, get it done now, it won't be too bad.
Brando, you take care and you have a good morning. WREG 48.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll get my handheld back there and turn it on and listen. That's WRZX 218. We are standing by.
WSBB 820, WSBB 820, WSBS 300, John, speak your own.
WSBD 439, this is WSBA 506. You out there? WSBD 439, this is WSBA 506. You out there? WSDD 439, Dave, this is Russ, WSBA 506. WSDD 439, this is WSBA 506.
QXQ 659. WQXQ 659.
RUU 850. You got this one on, Dave?
WRPG 589. Was that you, Sean?
Hold on, let me check my underwear.
Yep.
Well, at least I got his underwear on.
No.
WRON 586, listening.
And the transmit seems down on this thing. A little fluttery.
Yeah, you got a little fry going on. But, I mean, it sounds fine. I don't know where you're at, though, relative to the antenna.
Right underneath it. It's on my roof.
Oh, I thought you were mobile. You're especially a smart arse today. Are you especially salty today?
No, I am mobile, but the antenna's still on my roof. But I don't know. I got a quarter wave. It's probably bent over because I went through the car wash.
Is this your medication from your surgery yesterday?
Here, I'll switch to Detroit. Probably sounds better.
It actually sounded good when you said you were going to switch. Isn't that always the case?
That's right. That's Murphy's Law of Radio Communications.
I haven't seen that question on the test yet.
It's potentate license class. So, you know, you go technician, then general, then extra, and then there's the potentate.
Yeah, I copy that. WRCY565 chiming in. Everybody have a good day.
Hey, thanks, you too. WRPG 589. Whoo! Still hot out there, eh, Sean?
Yes, it is. I am about a mile from my destination here. I'm going to Costco. I've been thinking about re-upping my membership. I just let my Sam's lapse. So they just wasn't using it. I was using it for gas, that said. But I want to go scope out Costco, and then Donut Dave is on his way up here. I figured he's going to Costco. And I said, well, I'll meet you there. So I'm going to walk the place and see if I want to re-up my Costco membership.
Nice. I just bought two metal shelving units that they had there. They were $100 each, pretty heavy-duty stuff. So I organized the basement, at least that little spot, a little bit more. The dog's whimpering at me. I got to go let him out. Okay, Sean, I'll talk to you. 73, WRPG 589.
All right, Dave. We'll talk to you in a bit. I'm turning into Costco now, so... catch you in a bit. WRUU 850.
WSDP 6 monitoring. USPN 780 monitoring. WSPN 780. Steve, you hear me now?
Yeah, I copy, Terry. Did you copy, Terry?
Yeah, absolutely. You sound great. Good audio.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a fun hobby.
Oh, Oh, yes, absolutely. There's so much involved, it's incredible. Expanded so much in 10 years.
Yeah, I can't wait to panel like you see. That's going to open up some more avenues there. It's going to be good.
You'll be able to talk to astronauts.
That's what I hear. I wonder if that's, I'm going to take Telegraph all the way to Square Lake. I'm wondering if Square Lake's open heading that way because it was closed this morning heading west.
I haven't heard. And that part was just that connector was just a press fit. I tapped it in pretty tight with the hammer.
Yeah, I think I loosened it when I tried to tighten it a little bit too much.
Good to go, man. That's great. The big difference you'll find out when you finally get out there past like 10 miles. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I could get 12 mile over to Woodward or something, I suppose. Radios too.
But he doesn't play with them too much, but I did set him up on it already. He has one all set to go.
So Paul's an operator, right?
Got there, Steve. You kind of broke up on that signal there. I didn't quite catch it. Okay, Steve, you got the repeater, but you had no audio.
Okay, can you copy me now?
That better? Okay, how about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear now.
I changed the channel and it was the wrong direction.
Yeah, copying you loud and clear.
Bumped my power up to about 18 watts. Hope that made a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I can hear you loud and clear now.
My antenna on the roof is not quite matched up for this yet. I'll send you the information to get the upgraded mobile antenna that you have. It's a better one, much, much better one available. And it's pretty inexpensive, too, the Comet one. And that's what I use. That one I gave you was just a backup.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. And then when you order the antennas, make sure they're all tri-band antennas. The mobile one, I'll send you the information on the, I think it was a Comet, I'm pretty sure it was. And then also the ones for the radio, the tactical one or the rat tail one, I'll make, get them all tri-banders.
Yeah, I'll make sure they're all tri-banders.
Theirs are really, really good there. So it looks like it varies depending on what, where you're at, location, and the noise and stuff around you. It varies a little bit. But you came in really good that time.
Yeah, transmission's real good here, too.
See, right now you're a full scale. You're 5x9 here, and you're better than you were like 5 minutes ago. You were breaking up, and now you're like solid signal.
Yeah, you're solid too. You're into the red.
Try switching over to channel 17 and see how it works out.
All right, give me a minute. I'm driving. I'm going to have to wait for a light.
WSBN 780. Yeah, Steve, I still hear you fine.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear, Jerry. This is awesome.
Completely readable.
Thanks for getting me involved.
Yeah, it's very cool. Very handy to have, too, especially your boys go out in the woods. You tried Channel 17 yet?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm coming up to 8 miles.
There's no difference in your signal from when you first left the house to you talking to me right now. It's about the same.
Yeah, you need to improve when we went from channel 18 to 17. What receiver are we on right now?
You looks like you're still on 18, 128.
Yeah, where's that repeater out of?
Out of Detroit. The other one in Wayne County was in Brownstown.
And we'll see how far this Detroit one goes. This will be interesting to see.
Still not a problem. If it works, it's working great. And so it's not so much the distance between you and me, it's the distance of you accessing the Detroit repeater.
Right. Yeah, the crow flies are probably not all that far from Detroit.
Right. So at the end we go, well, mess things up as if some gigantic building or something or power lines may happen to be in your way in a particular spot, but it shouldn't have really a long-term effect.
Got a break in for a short.
go ahead.
WRFK.
Sorry about that. You were fading away at the end. I didn't hear the whole story.
I said Detroit and Peter is on the Renaissance Center building. I think they put it on the very biggest one there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I've heard you out there before. This is Terry, WSBN 780. Yeah, thanks, Robert, for that information. I didn't know where it was. My cousin got his GMS license, and then he's going Tuesday to take his ham license. So we just set him up in a mobile radio and a handheld with a car and a magnet mount, and hopefully he'll hear me all the way out to 10 miles as long as he hits that repeater.
Yeah, there's a lot better than a CD, I can tell you that much. At least you can talk it all the way up to the upper floor. That's a lot. You don't have to worry about losing the signal.
Yeah, light years over the LCB stuff. No noise and everything. Much better.
Yeah, one song goes. This is no static at all. FM. So, all right, I'll let you go.
Thanks, Robert. Nice talking to you. Talk to you later. Robert, one more thing. Give me a call sign again so I can write that down in my notes. Okay, thanks. This is Terry, WSBN 780. We're here in North Dearborn Heights. You still there, Steve?
Yep, I'm still here. I can tell you guys why I'm here.
Okay, you're coming in at about a 4x9 now. A little bit of crack on your voice, but still totally readable.
I'm over here on Telegraph and Maple right now.
Okay, your chance, try 17.
You copy me on 17?
I tried again. I didn't see nothing on there. A 127. You just had to go the up arrow from 128. Just all you had to do is hit the up arrow and the B side. You you're talking to me on the B side, so you're all set to go. All you gotta do is go one channel up one channel down with a down arrow, or punch in 127. Go ahead, sir. Yep, still here, Steve. You hit the carrier and holding the repeater open, but your audio was fading out a little bit like it is now.
Yeah, you're funny.
Outer limits of your signal strength over there.
What's the number on the small phone?
Hang on a second, I'll go find out. That Mount Clemens one was restricted. It was owned by a club. You had to contact the owner to get the code. You're holding the repeater, no problem, but your audio is still breaking up. Okay, cousin, WSBN 780, I'm going to sign out here so I can get ready to go to church in about 15, 20 minutes. Okay?
QX2659.
This is WSBC 647 for WRBC 829. Over. This is WSBC 647 for WRBC 829. Over. This is WSBC 647 for WRVG 829. Over. WSBC 647, over and out.
WSBM 924 for radio check. WSBM 924 radio check.
Captain radio check. A little bit of static there in the transmission, but it's readable. WRUX 245.
Copy that. I appreciate you. Out here in Belleville, I wasn't sure if I could reach the repeater or not. Appreciate you. WSBM 924. Clear.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Yeah, you're making it in just fine. WRUS 245. Standing by.
WRPV 448. Monitoring.
WRPV 448 standing by, monitoring.
WRZT 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir. WRZT 544, play here the frequency. WRZP 544, all systems go and enjoying a beautiful afternoon. We hope you and yours are doing the same. Over.
WRPB 448, Groveland Township standing by, enjoying the weather as well. Over.
Roger that. As I said earlier, Bob here in Sheboygan County. Again, enjoying the beautiful day and things are all systems go. Enjoy your GMRS experience. It's a pleasure speaking with you, sir. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring on your final.
Thank you for the contact. WRPB 448, standing by, monitoring as well. Over.
It is a beautiful day here in Grand Blanc. The sun's shining, nice breeze, nice and warm, WSBW 983.
WRPB 448, I copy you loud and clear, 983, over.
Thank you very much. I copy you loud and clear also. Over.
I heard you as Grand Blank. Are you on the Fenton, or I'm sorry, the Flint repeater? Over.
That's the Flint repeater. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Seems to come in pretty good for me where I'm at. I'm near the Holly State Rec area. Over.
Oh yeah, I know where you're at. Holly's a nice little town. I like Grand Blanc too. It's kind of laid back. Just the same as Holly. Over.
Copy that. Over.
You have a blessed day, and it was a pleasure talking to you. This is WSBW 983. I'll be standing by.
This is WRPB 448. I appreciate the contact. Have a blessed day as well. Over.
SPM 993 monitoring.
Joe Biden is so unfit to be president, it's unreal. Agree.
Now, don't all speak at once, but what's everyone's take on what happens in November? From either one side or the other. Is one side going to be happy? Is one side going to be mad? Is it going to be good or bad?
No politics on the system, please.
Yeah, seriously.
I've heard that. Oh, they just shot Trump. Well, that's a good way to get the FCC.
Shot 2024, baby.
WSPY 676 to WRZZ690.
Hey, we got you loud and clear out here from Bare Naked Bay, Lake St. Clair, St. Clair Flats, WSPS 916.
Weird. There's some kind of atmospheric conditions letting distant repeaters break my squelch. WRUZ 984.
WSCF P97 Cleveland, Ohio. I got you.
Okay, Cleveland, Ohio, you must be on the, the Mount Clemens repeater here in southeast Michigan.
Last calling station, 297. No, I'm on Painesville repeater, Painesville, Ohio. I could jump over to another freak and I get on Mount Pleasant.
Out here on the north end of Lake St. Clair, hear you loud and clear. WRVG 77. This is WRVG 77.
was on point. Turn it, Roger, Bebo.
Chris, by there yet? Roger.
I mean, I hear you asleep.
WROL 335, listening.
I went to put my foot up, and I kind of fell asleep, and then the timer on the smoker went off. That's what woke me.
Well, you'll still get them ahead of anything else you could have gotten, so I guess one day isn't bad.
Oh, heck no. Plus $150, Steve.
All righty. Okay. Just, was just curious if you saw them. They're all brand Skippy new, man. Very nice, very nice. I think they're like 3.34 amp or something like that, so they're perfect. Anyhow, let you get to it. WRUU 850.
Actually, trying to work another German right now.
WRPB 448 monitoring.
Hello from Toledo.
Hello out there from the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan, WRUZ 984.
This is WRPB 448 from Groveland Township. How do you do this evening, sir? Over.
I'm doing good. We seem to have some strange propagation running out there. I'm hearing people in repeaters from considerable distances. So just exploring the airwaves and hoping it'll cool down someday soon.
Copy that. It was a warm one today. I'm on the Flint repeater and It's been awfully quiet on this end. Over.
Very good. Yeah, I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater, but I do believe they're late, so that would explain how you're hitting me at full bars there. So yeah, it was. I have a concrete padded patio in the backyard, and it was 102 degrees out there this afternoon, so I didn't sit outside very long.
That I spent most of my time inside napping once it got pretty warm. Don't know how warm it got here, but it was pretty toasty. Over.
We're coming back across a nice cool Lake St. Clair up here in Bouvier Bay.
Just a tiny bit north of Detroit city limits, so the weather forecast for me tomorrow is even hotter and muggier, so I did all my outside work today. But I darn sure would have preferred to be inside napping in the air conditioning.
Roger, Pat. I'll be spending my day in the air conditioning tomorrow at work. Don't have air conditioning in the house. Hopefully the wife goes to the daughter's house and they've got air conditioning. So hopefully we'll all stay cool tomorrow. Over.
Yeah, I told myself it could be worse, you know, out in, where is it, Las Vegas or somewhere in California, you know, they're having those 5, 6, 7 day stretches where it's been over 100 degrees actual air temperature, but as far as I'm concerned, 90 degrees is hot also.
Funny you mentioned Vegas. That's where my father is, and he recently just had his HVAC system revamped, so it'll be nice and cool while they're struggling through these triple-digit days. Over.
Yeah, could you imagine? I can't. I cannot imagine at all what it would be like to not have air conditioning in those temperatures.
I think I'd find me a cave and stay in there. Over.
Yeah, when it comes to Vegas, you could just, you know, go to the casinos and spend hopefully a few bucks and stretch it out.
That's what he does every day. He plays his usual casino that he used to do when Mom was around. So there's something to be said about, you know, keeping up a regimen, I guess. Over.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do for my retirement. It ain't too far away in the future there, and I don't know about Vegas. You know, my dad, when he was alive, had to spend a great deal of his time in the desert heat for his lungs and whatnot, for his general health. They normally lived in Florida, and the humidity every now and then would be too much for them. So they would, doctor's orders, head out west and live in the RV for months at a time. It had air conditioning, of course, but he had to always go for that desert heat when he needed it. So I am going to let my radio cool down and turn it off a high power, because I was playing games with local repeaters and all the propagation strangeness. And I think I'm going to also get me an adult beverage because it's right about that time. So it's good talking to you. I will be back. I will be listening. However, let me go get me something with ice cubes in it. Nice to make your acquaintance. WRUZ 984.
WRPV 448. Also to Mike. Nice to make your contact. Enjoy your beverage. Stay cool, and I will be monitoring for a little while longer. WRPV 448 clear.
WRUU 850.
Try not to be too excited.
Yeah, my crackhead neighbor called me once again, going down to the casino. He has no business going down there. Can't keep his, can barely pay his mortgage. Got the pot to piss in, his truck broke down, so he's down at Woodward Heights in the expressway. It's like, so you can get in and care what we're in. It's like, I should just tell him, F off.
Just try to get down there.
But he drove down, and his truck broke down on the way back.
That's what we're going to make stuff for.
I guess that's me.
Well, you get to enjoy your conversation.
I doubt that. I can barely tolerate it. They'll start talking about the casino, and I'll just stop right there. I'll say, I want to hear a damn word about it. You have no business going down there. You remember all that neighbor drama I had with the kids and everything a year or two ago?
Yeah, vaguely.
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah, I was wondering why your red light turned off on your phone. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I figured I'd turn it off. I'd hang up and put it in Do Not Disturb so that it doesn't ring while I'm gone. Anyhow, with my hand the way it is, I ain't doing much anyhow. Just getting ready to watch some TV. I finally decided on a card. Remember, I was looking for a card. Finally decided on an American Express that gives rewards on all the things I'm interested in. Pulled the trigger on that. So that was half my day today, was researching that, since I couldn't do anything with this stupid hand.
WRMZ 294. Yeah, well, I hope you don't run into... There's places that don't take American Express, so you'll still need to have a backup card.
Yeah, I weighed that, you know, pretty heavily when I was thinking about which one to get. And, you know, my intent is, you know, if they take it at Meijer's and Kroger's, you know, the places that I shop, I got it for groceries and gas, basically. That's pretty much what I want it for. It's got really good rewards on groceries and gas. And, so that's, so we'll see. I don't want it really for anything else. I mean, it also offers 3% for all online purchases, but 99% of my online purchases are through Amazon, and I get 5% using their card, so I wouldn't use theirs at 3%. So, gas and groceries, that's what I got it for.
Nope, there you go. Yeah, I just remember years ago, and this things may have changed, years ago when Costco, it was either, I forgot which one of them worked, either Costco or Sam's Club, they were American Express when they did their card. Probably was Costco. And, you know, you couldn't use it in certain places. You could use it at their store, of course, but then it was, Discover was with Sam's Club and American Express. You know, that's changed. They're probably available more places now.
Yep, I'm not 100% sure what I'm going to run into there. And if, you know, and like I said, if it turns out to be, you know, basically if I can't use it at Kroger, you know, Kroger and Meijer, which are my two main shoppings, you know, if I can't use it for the majority of the places I shop or get gas, then I'll just cancel the damn thing. So, we'll see. It was that, there was also a AAA card that looked really good. I was tempted to get that one, and that was a Visa, I think, which is, you know, much more universal. And, thought about that one, but, yeah, in the end, I just pulled the trigger. And maybe I'll still get the other one, too. You know, who knows? That one had 5% on groceries, but it had some other things I didn't care for. All right, let's see here. Here's my turn. Boy, I'm going to be like a block from Larry.
Cool. Yeah, so I can't remember what I was going to say now. Yeah, you'll be all right with that card. Oh man, that was a good thought I had, not forgot it, but whatever. You'll do all right with that card. And, I'll think about it later. Can't remember what I was going to say, but it was good. That's all I remember.
You'll think of
it when you're not thinking of it. But, yeah, we'll see. Anywho, got to go down here and find out what's going on. He just called. He just rang me and hung up. I don't know if there's a butt dial or what, or to tell me that he's got the car started. Hopefully he can just get his car started and he can drive home himself, because I don't want to sit and talk to him for the 10 minutes it'll take to drive his ass home. Last time he called me, he ran out of gas down in the ghetto, like in the middle of the night. I'm like, good grief. You know, so I brought my sidearm. You know, he's like, oh, I'm not supposed to be around those, because, you know, my, I don't give a crap what you're supposed to be. And, you know, I'm supposed to be around it.
Okay. Well, you're doing your good Samaritan, I guess, but I don't know when, what your limit is on that. Like, this is the last time, buddy.
Road closed to through traffic. Jesus H. Criminy. I mean, part of me feels bad for the guy, but he's so stupid. He's his own, you know, every predicament he's in is his own doing. And it's like, if he just had half a brain, I've told him a million times, you need to do this, this, and this, you know? And then he doesn't, you know, and then he gets himself in a pickle, and it's like, oh my God. All right, anyhow, enough bitching. Holy cow, they sent me all the way back to the service drive? Good grief. I know where I'm at. I do a lot of bicycling around here.
Someone awoke or something?
No, this is, what would this be? Hazel Park, I think. But I usually ride, I ride a lot in Ferndale, Royal Oak, Birmingham, the whole Woodward corridor, and a lot of times I'll shoot south, because I'm the east of I-75, so I'll shoot south all the way down to 8 Mile, then I'll run that across on my bike until I get to, like, Wyoming or something like that, never usually farther than Wyoming, and then I'll start shooting north and, you know, go through Ferndale and Royal Oak and other stuff. It's about a 25-30 mile circuit I do on a pretty regular basis.
It's funny how all the roads over there are named after states.
I guess I never thought about it. But yeah, it's one of my regular runs. We call it the Scotia Run. Or if we do it, depending on which direction we go. If we go south first, that's the Scotia Run. If we go north and then west, then we call that the reverse Scotia. So yep. Alright, let's see, I am right, I'm blocks from Larry. Can I turn here? I don't know. Oh, good. Looks like the road is open. Yes, I can turn, cool.
Alrighty, I'll let you get to it. I'm gonna clear out of here because I'm dozing off. It was a long day, and I was up until 3 last night. Don't know why. Oh, I know why. I took a nap last night, and ended up waking up around 10, and then I couldn't get back to sleep until 3, and then I had to be up by 8 today, and then did a lot of stuff at the house, and now my brain is shutting down, so good luck. I'll be listening. WRMZ 294.
Okie dokie. I'm just
about where I'm supposed to be. I just got to find his arse now. Figure out where he... Oh, is that him? No, that's not him. I got to figure out where in the hell he is. So, all right, we'll catch you. So, he ain't there. Oh, where is this dingleberry? All right, we'll catch you. RUU 850.
Hey, Uncle Dave out there.
Hello, Jack. I have time for one exchange. My brain is shutting down. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I haven't heard you on the radio for a little bit. That's why I said it was Uncle David. I shouted him for you a couple of days ago and yesterday, and no answer was.
I'll catch you up later, Jack. I'll talk to you later. WRMZ 294.
No problem, Dave. You take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48. Was that station out of Ohio out that way? Yes, WIUG 48 is clear.
God, I hate this phone.
Oh, Sean. WIUG 48.
Hey, Jack.
Driving somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not having a good evening. My hand still hurts. My stupid neighbor broke down. He tells me he's at Woodward. You know, he's the dumbass is can't get a pot to piss in, but he's running down to the casino. His car breaks down because he hasn't got no money to fix it. But yet he can go to the casino, and he breaks down. He tells me he's at Woodward Heights, and he's actually at Lincoln. So that means I got to go play all these games and get around the freeway because Lincoln's the other side of the freeway. Like, I should just leave him and say, you know what? Tough crap. Good luck.
I don't know, but you know what? Lincoln, is that by in like Oak Park?
I don't know how the streets all break down here. It's either Madison Heights or Hazel Park, you know, something like that. But anyhow, I'm relatively close. I just got to figure out where in the hell he is.
To stand outside by the car, that way you can see him.
He's probably too stupid to figure that out. All right, I'm bitter. I'm going to get off the radio before I cuss. I'll be back in a bit, Jack. I think I'm coming up on him now. WRUU 850.
Good talking to you. You take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear.
Aloha. WIED 48, copy.
Did I just hear Jack out there?
How you doing? Not too bad. I cracked open an adult beverage a little bit ago to reward myself for all the lawn work I did today, so I'm happy. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good, Dale. How about you? It was too hot today for that.
Yeah, WRVC 94. I did overdo it, and I did pay the price for feeling a little sick there for a while, but I'm recovered and happy now.
Well, what are you going to do? You have to do what you have to do. Mine is a little bit longer. It's, it's not very, very longer, but it's longer. But I didn't go out there. I just stayed home inside on the air condition. Roger.
Yeah, the weather forecast said it's going to be even worse tomorrow, so I figured I'd just, do what I could today, and then that way tomorrow I'll just sit on my butt and enjoy the air conditioning.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Are you on that 50 wide radio?
Yeah, I'm on low power though, so it's only doing, 10 watts or something. I don't even know what low power does on this radio.
Well, before this, you were going, it looked like it was a small engine going on. So I don't know what that was. Roger?
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I don't, are you on one of the other link repeaters? Because nobody said anything about having poor audio for me today, and I've been messing around for a while.
Well, no, Dale, it's not the audio. Audio is 100% good, but just that back noise.
Okay. Yeah, I think the only thing right now is I do have a police scanner running in the background, but I would kind of assume it's pretty low, so I wouldn't think you could hear it. So, Lord knows.
You're okay now. Now that noise is gone. I don't know what you did, but. It goes, it comes in and go, and it comes back out again. But now there's nothing going on. Clear and clear. And this is WIEG 48.
I think I just dumped the repeater there. I think there was somebody else out there coming in under you. I wonder if they were coming in under me too. Is there somebody else out there that would like to join our conversation? WRUZ 94. Apparently I'm hearing things in my old age, and I guess that's to be expected. I just wish I could hear somebody say, you've won $1 million.
but today's date, $1 million don't mean nothing. You spend that in like a year. By the time he traveled the world and come back, it ain't gonna be no $1 million, you know, out there. Yeah, especially with my radio buying habit, you know, $1 million will probably last me a couple months. Right. Now, Dell, I want to ask you a question. On that 10 to 80 meter, what kind of radio do you have? Well, for ham radio, I have a couple, just two, I think. I use a very old, well, kind of old, ICOM IC718 that I do. I usually use that for digital work because, it's a very inexpensive radio. Puts out 100 watts, and I'm happy with that. I also have a Kenwood TS-590SG, which I like very much. I do HF and 6 meters with that. And I also have a Linko SR, oh my goodness, SR-18, I think. That's a HF radio. I like that as well. So on that Kenwood, you get down to 10 through 80? Yeah, the Kenwood will do 160 meters up to 6 meters, so... everywhere from about 1.8 megahertz through 52 megahertz. Well, I see what you're saying now. I just, I heard the ICOM 7300 doesn't have an HF. Is that right? I actually don't know. I occasionally look for sales on the 7300, and I don't know if I've ever paid attention to that. Yeah, that's what I heard. It doesn't have HF. So I don't know, I gotta find out. I like the issue. What do you think? Yeah, I personally think most of them are all good. I see the IC7300 does do HF through 50 megahertz. And does it do FM? I would hope it does FM, but I've never... ICOM doesn't often do FM, but I thought they did with the 7300. Oh, there it is. Yep. So the 7300 is a very nice radio.
Might be a... What can I tell you about them? I know all about their prices, and there might be a really nice one coming up for sale real soon.
Gonna have your technician license in time there, Jack. Maybe Sean has a good line for a radio for you.
Hey, Sean. It could be on the 15th this month. I'm gonna go take a test and see what happens.
There you go. Hello, Lady Bird. Anyhow,
Yeah, I just heard tonight, Dave, that Detroit Dave, that he owns the Detroit 625. He has one. It's got like an hour on it. It's minty. So he was looking to sell it. He hasn't. That's all he said. He just mentioned it tonight. So I'll as soon as I find out, I'll let you know. But that's what I got. I got a 7300. Great radio. That's what Don had. Don had a 7300, so it's great radio.
There you go. Keep your ears open there, Jack. With if you can pass that test, your tech license will get you on that 7300, and you can do 50, you can do the 6 meters just fine. You can do voice on 10 meters, and you'll have to know Morse code to do anything else other than that.
Now, you don't need to know Morse anymore.
I don't think you need that anymore. Hi, Dale. What? All right, Sean, I got to back out of here a little bit. I got to go get me something to drink. I just came from outside not too long ago. We'll catch you guys later. Good talking to you. WIUG 48.
God darn it, I keep double-keying my microphone. I'm going to have to learn how to communicate with a radio and a microphone here. I'm going to sit here and surf the internet for radio porn, of course. WRUZ 984.
Station 847. Station 847, WIUG. Where it is, copy. WSPI 847. WIUG, where it is. WIUG, where it is, clear.
WSPF 297, anybody out there?
Shut out there, Josh.
WSPF 297, anybody out there?
Eric out there, WISG, what do you need?
Hey Jack, give me a second. I'll jump channels. I'll just get on another channel, Jack.
What'd you do? Move around? You're not sounding good. But before this one, it was sounding good.
don't sound good at all. I don't understand not even a word whatever he said. WIUG 48. T97, you got me. This is better. I don't know what you did, but this is better. And it got cut off after that.
Painsville repeater. But, hey. How you doing, Jack? Good day. We're all still on the planet.
I'm doing good. Now you're sounding good. And, the weather was very 90. I couldn't stay outside. I had to be inside. But I just...
Go ahead, Jack. I got you. Yeah, keep your mic a little longer and speak a little longer, but, yeah, we're reaching out again on this Painsville repeater.
Loud and clear. That's all I heard.
Last call is taken one at a time. One loud and clear. The other one you came in broken. Jack, you're coming in broken and stupid. But that's okay, man. I'll hit you on the other channel. But, one at a time, hit me back, Cleveland, Ohio.
I'll talk to you a little bit later anyhow. I gotta give me something to drink. I'm thirsty, I have to have some water. Talk to you a little bit. WIUG 48, clear.
Last call is station before you got stepped on by Jack. I hear you out clear, last transmission. Go ahead, over. Alright, I'm gonna jump ship and go to Detroit. I'm gonna skip down. You guys have a good night. I'll be here listening. I'm gonna jump down. Jack, I'll talk to you in a minute.